In this new segment of Advisor Revelations, the DPL team will discuss how to evaluate new solutions and address current challenges and the strategies that can help you grow your firm and AUM.
Welcome to the Advisor Revelation Podcast. I am Logan Cheatham, a consultant at DPL Financial Partners, and today we will be discussing how annuities have transformed from the Stone Age to the modern age. And I would like to invite and introduce my friend and co-host today, Joel Melchior.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining as well, Joel. And just wanted to remind everyone and the listeners joining us today to subscribe to our favorite podcast on all of the streaming sites for updates. And if anything we talk about interests you today, please connect with your DPL consultant on our website at dplfp.com. All right, Joel, before we get into how annuities have transcended over the past decade from the Stone Age to the modern age, this is your first podcast, so viewers would love to hear about you, kind of your background and what brought you to DPL.
Sounds good, Logan. Before I came to DPL, I was actually an advisor at an RA out of Kansas City, Missouri. We really focused on retirement planning for our clients, as well as running some employer-sponsored plans. So helping clients accumulate assets and then transitioning into the deaccumulation phase. And before that, I came from the broker-dealer world. Now I work day-to-day with advisors just on case design, helping find the best solutions for each of their individual client scenarios. Originally, what brought me over to DPL was just the work that DPL was doing in the advisory annuity space. I hadn't known a lot about it before coming over here. And what brought me was just like, I feel, you know, RAs didn't have a lot of resources on the annuity side. Mm-hmm. DPL was doing so much to change that. And it was an exciting time to be part of changing an industry. Also, I think just they were driving a lot of value to consumers as well.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Joel. And it's always great working with you. And just with our topic today, it's just transitioning annuities from that Stone Age to the modern age. I think the first question that I have for you, just because you do have previous experience on that broker-dealer side and as an advisor as well, how has the annuity landscape changed over the past decade?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And I mean, it's completely different at this point in time. And originally when I was an advisor, I didn't even know that there was advisory annuity products. And now these are products that have just been completely changed from before. And there's just complete change in repricing overall, much lower fees and costs to the client.
That's awesome. I think for our advisors listening, it might be a little bit more helpful. In what ways have this repriced? Like, how have these annuities been more efficient with repricing? Like, is there lower cost on the DPL side because we're commission free? Like, how do these compare to broker dealer annuities? Just because I feel like we do work with a lot of hybrid advisors. They want the best solutions for their client. And how really is that transforming?
That's a great question. So first off, if you have like variable annuity, your fees are going to be drastically reduced since you no longer does the insurance carrier have to pay out that high commission up front to the advisor. And now they're able to put that back into lower M&E costs, lower rider costs to the client. If you're looking at something in fixed index, RILA space, you know, that might result in better guaranteed income for the client. It could result in a better fixed rate or higher caps as well.
That's awesome. Just as like a way to let advisors know, like a sample case, like how have these costs changed over time? Like, are we seeing a drastic reduction in fees, like 90%, or is it about the same cost as what advisors might be used to on the broker-dealer side?
I would say like a typical variable annuity that includes an income rider on it. Traditionally, you're looking at probably north of 3% all-in fees, maybe 3.5%. And on the DPL side, if we're going investment only variable annuity, I mean, we're cutting that down to at times 45 basis points all in.
That's crazy. Yeah. And are advisors allowed to charge an advisory fee? Like, is this still a held away asset for them, or is this AUM for them?
Yeah, no. And this is AUM. So to the advisor, you can charge your fee directly from the annuity assets, or you can bill off their total assets as well. But I would say I've worked with advisors who, I think of one advisor in particular, came over from the broker-dealer world. He was using variable annuities for tax deferral, and we switched over, you know, we were able to switch over his entire book to the advisory side, bring it under the advisory products, and that was all new AUM for him.
That's awesome. So clients were happier probably because they got reduced fees, and advisor was happy because he had organic AUM growth, right?
Bingo.
That's awesome. And we do hear a lot of those stories as well. And I think a lot of those misconceptions with cost have been decreased just because the DPL tools do show that capability as well. I think another misconception advisors get is liquidity when it comes to annuities, just because, I mean, I've seen statements and stuff like that, and it's 10, 15 year surrender charges, double digit surrender charges. Like, this is a very illiquid product, and I wouldn't really want to work with a platform that has the same illiquid solution. So what does DPL do to really make their mark in this landscape when it comes to liquidity and annuities?
Yeah, that's a really great point, because I mean, traditionally, one of the big downsides is just the illiquid nature of annuities. And that's something that's definitely been addressed on the advisory side. So pretty much any VA is not going to have a surrender schedule anymore, which is great. So you're going to be liquid from day one. Because, I mean, let's face it, you're doing your best planning for clients, but life changes, right? Clients, you know, their goals change over time. And if they're stuck in a product that has, you know, 7, 10, as you say, we've seen 15-year surrender charge, that just doesn't fit into what the client needs. And so, like I said, you're going to see much enhanced liquidity on the advisory side.
Now, is that just for variable annuities? Like, they're the most liquid solution? Can advisors use fixed annuities or fixed indexed annuities and still provide clients liquidity?
Absolutely. I mean, we even have, you know, fixed annuities now that don't have any set surrender charge on them anymore. So definitely an area of improvement.
That's great for sharing. And I do think that transparency when it comes to the liquidity feature is very important. And I mean, I'm a consultant as well, and we hear that a lot. Like, that's a major concern for advisors. And it does seem like when we speak with them and that liquidity isn't really as a constraint, they do seem a lot more open to these solutions. So if you're looking for liquid products to help your clients out, please reach out to a DPL consultant, just because we have a whole suite of annuities, up to 60 products that we can offer, most of them being liquid. So this is a great time to look at annuities for advisors and their clients.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great way as well. Just like one use case I've seen, advisors, if you have clients who own these assets, have us review. Even if you think we can't move it, maybe we're able to provide the client with better income right off the bat. I mean, I've seen tons of cases where it still makes complete sense to take a look, either, you know, if we're going to lower fees or provide better guarantees for them. If your client, if their goal has changed, talk to your DPL consultant about maybe seeing how we can transition those assets to serve another goal for the client. I've got an advisor, you know, again, clients were sold by a different advisor a bunch of variable annuities with income riders. The clients are older now. They really don't need that guaranteed stream of income. So we're able to convert those into some principal protection strategies, some RILAs or structured VAs, and help provide some protection to the client's portfolio with no new surrender schedule.
That's awesome. I think a lot of advisors are really understanding that. I mean, I see a lot of those conversations too. And especially if they don't need the income, principal protection is really important so they can leave those legacy assets to the next generation more efficiently.
Exactly.
So that's a great story, the way you're able to help that advisor and their clients. And hopefully both sides are happy, I assume. Advisors getting paid and the clients are in a better position. And principal protection probably makes them sleep better at night.
Yep. And a lot of those are, like I'm saying, we're taking the costs down from north of 3% down to no cost.
Yeah, that's insane.
No product cost.
Yeah, that's a huge just underlying fee savings, just being able to save that 3% right there.
Yeah. And especially if the goal is at this point in time, legacy, as you were stating, I mean, that's a lot of fee drag that's reduced.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think that goes into like our next point of what just we hear from advisors as well is when it comes to annuities, it seems like they really don't like utilizing annuities just because they're very complex products. There's not a lot of transparency from when it comes to what are these product costs and fees associated with this. I always hear the term, there's all these hidden fees with annuities. How can advisors leverage DPL so they can, one, see what those costs of those current annuities are and what those hidden fees are, but also from a transparency, like what does DPL do so advisors can be able to see what that side-by-side cost looks like?
Yeah. So as I'm sure many of you know, but we can provide accurate analysis for any annuities that your clients own, and we can give you the real numbers, the hard data, so that you can sit down with the client and make an informed decision, right? And then switching over to the advisory products, how are they different? Well, a lot of the fees, we'll give you a fee breakdown, but also just even your own now, when you're sitting down with the client, they're wondering how you're getting paid. It's no different. You know, you're not getting some commission or anything like that. You're charging your AUM fee just like any other advisory asset. So, you know, there's no incentive for you to be placing annuity business other than meeting clients' goals.
So when it comes to the advisory fees, Joel, just because I know that's important because advisors want to get paid, and if we can solve the transparency of the product cost, how are we able to solve the advisory fee compensation? Is it easy for them? Is it pretty mundane? Is that a complex process too?
Yeah, no, that process has completely changed. Most of the time, it's just you're setting up your advisory fee when you set up the contract, and then you can just get paid out quarterly, monthly. Now, the annuity carriers' websites are in the 21st century, so it's pretty easy to go in and change those as well and update them if need be.
Okay, that's good, just because I think that's an important thing. And also, I think just one thing to share is, like, I think of annuities and insurance very similar to home insurance and auto insurance. If you have it, it needs a review. And I do feel like a lot of the time, advisors might not want to review annuities because those are held away assets. And so how can DPL really make that a smoother process for an advisor? I mean, I know they have access to us, but what is kind of that day-to-day process that you experience when you're talking with advisors on these annuity reviews?
Yeah, so we're just here to serve as another resource, really just an extension of your team, right? We're here to serve as that expert that knows the marketplace and just work with you to meet your client's goals and also help take those existing annuity and permanent insurance strategies and actually, you know, help you put them into the client's financial plan, right? And put them back to work. Instead of it just being some outside asset, I mean, now we're able to actually implement it into what you're doing for your client.
That's awesome. And I really do appreciate you being on this podcast today, Joel. I think it's been a great understanding of how annuities have changed over the past decade from the Stone Age of high fees, illiquid and very complex cost to DPL solutions being very liquid, being more efficient based on those client goals. And with our DPL tools, it's a lot more transparent with those fees of what the client's paying and also what the advisor is going to charge on these assets. Is there any closing thoughts that you have, Joel, that you would like to mention?
No, I would just say, feel free to reach out to your DPL consultant. We're here to serve as a resource. And, you know, when you're sitting down and having the conversation with the client, that's a way to bring them good news, right? You're saying, hey, I'm doing my job. We're taking a look at your everything that you know, all your assets. And look, we have different options now that weren't available before. And that's always great to have those conversations with the clients at the end of the day.
That's awesome. And I think that's a good ending point. I do want to thank everyone for being with us today. And again, if you want to get connected, please go to dplfp.com and subscribe so you can listen to this podcast and all of our previous ones. Thanks, Joel, for being on.
Thanks, Logan.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.